Boom! Good morning. What's going on, y'all? It's another podcast episode today. My guests today are Samuel Thompson and Mr. Abram Jones, my brother. And, well, they're both my brothers. This is the first time Sam's been on, though. So very, very proud to introduce him to the show. He's a great guy. Very positive, funny, smart. And it was a really fun episode, so I can't wait for you guys to hear it. Lots going on in my life lately. I had to, unfortunately, I didn't do this, but the show that I was supposed to play down in Clearwater got canceled, so that sucks. But what are you going to do? Life goes on. I will be back down there again eventually, but I'm going down this weekend anyway to go visit some friends and hang out, talk some trash, and get some food and do all the happy stuff that we usually do. You know what's interesting about friendship is that, like, you always, no matter where they go, you're always involved in their life somehow. You know, if they're a good friend, if they're solid, if they're like a family member. A lot of the guests that I've had on my show are those guys to me. So I'm excited. I'm going to be getting some lunch with Mr. Steve Simone, who came on the show last time. And I hope he listens to this episode, too. I hope he gets into my podcast because he was a treat to have on and very sweet and generous. And the fact that he wants to hang out with me outside of all his cool friends is very interesting. So we're going to go get some tacos, and it's going to be a great trip for me coming up. So that's what I've been doing. Other than that, the music thing is still happening, despite, you know, I know I talk about it a lot on here, and you know, I'm hoping that we can keep going with the documentary and get some more footage and stuff. So, other than that, not really a lot on my mind, except for, you know, my rent just went up, which is just ridiculous. You know, it never stops. The cost of living has just gone insanely far. And I mean, we go into that a little bit on the podcast, and you know, it's sad that things are just going the way that they're going and not getting better, but you know, it was going to get worse before it got better, let's be honest. So, you know, with all these things going up, like gas prices and food and, you know, rent and all this stuff, I can imagine that a lot of people are having a hard time, who were already having a hard time with gas and all this other stuff as it was. So, you know, I just want the audience to know I'm still thinking about you. You know, we have a lot of heart to heart on this show, but you know, the humor aspect, I think, is one of the healing properties of the show. And that's why I do it, is for me to kind of just get some, it gives me a percentage of joy out of life that I can't relate to anything else other than maybe getting up on stage. So, you know, the people who have tuned in for the last 2.5 years, I just want to thank you. And I always thank you guys and think about you guys that come back to the show. And thanks for leaving reviews and comments and suggestions. It's been a lot of fun. So let's get right into it. Here we go. Episode 108, Abram Jones, Sammy Thompson. Let's do it. All right, here we go. Boom. Welcome back to the show. Good evening. I am the sad kid that lives in Keene in an apartment that nobody can find except for Abram, because apparently he knows where it is. Welcome back to the Why You Laughing Podcast, a podcast where we talk about whatever. I mean, whatever's on our mind. Sometimes we have new guests. And we'd like to welcome Samuel T. Thompson to the show. Welcome, buddy. And yes, again,
great to be here.
My brother, Mr. Abram, grabbed the lasagna from the fridge, Jones. And I, of course, am your host, Samuel Shinebox III. And here we are. What's going on, gentlemen?
Not a whole lot. Thriving.
We're wrapping up the evening with a little podcast. And yeah, it's just it's an interesting night. But welcome to the show, Sam. Glad to have you on.
First time here. Happy to be here.
What are your expectations for the show? Go ahead. I'm listening for the disappointment.
I expect us to be talking about the new Kenobi show and probably the She-Hulk show as well.
Bro, that show is going to be savage.
Which one? Kenobi?
Yeah, Kenobi. Like, I've anticipated this thing from the beginning. Have you been watching the trailers from the jump?
A couple.
Because they've only released, what, two? Is there two or three?
I think two, maybe. Okay. I don't know. I've only seen, like, I think two. So.
I've enjoyed, like, the hype for this stuff. I mean, I think the expectations are kind of high because, you know, it's such an anticipated character to be back on screen again. Hey, take it easy with that water. You're going to puke all over yourself.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you heard. yeah, it's going to be a great show. I really can't wait. I want to see if... I have a lot of things about this that I want to know. I want to know if James Earl Jones is coming back to reprise his role as Darth Vader. And I want to know if Ray Park's going to be in it, too.
I was thinking about that. Yeah, that'd be cool.
I heard through the grapevine that there's going to be a Darth Vader and Darth Maul fight.
That'd be sick, honestly. Yeah. That'd actually be really dope.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking about that, I think, yesterday. Because in Rebels, I believe Rebels is canon. And so, yes, you know, Rebels, how that whole ending went down between Maul and Kenobi. Like, it'd be interesting to see how they work that in, I guess, to Kenobi, if it did happen.
I don't know if they're going to work it in. I mean, that's the hearsay, is that it's not going to be seen in the show.
Yeah.
Because it's like, if you look at the fight in Rebels, he's so old.
Yeah, for sure. And that's like their first meeting, per se. But I guess
he's
not
meant to be old, right? Like, canonically in the movie, he's not supposed to be that old.
In the movie or the show? What do you mean?
Well,
the new
canonically connection. Between movies, whatever, he's not supposed to be as old as he looks, right?
Yeah, it'd be probably like, I mean, probably like 10,
Obi-Wan
15
or Darth
years
Maul?
Maybe.
Obi-Wan.
Oh, yeah. He's supposed to be, it's 7 years after Revenge of the Sith, I believe.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Because Luke's only 10.
Yeah.
No, so it's 10 years then, if that's the case. I don't know. I hear different things. I'm just a guy that...
The guy who heard it from a guy.
Knows 10% of all truths.
Yeah. But Kenobi's actually like the one show, like, out of the Star Wars stuff that's kind of piqued my interest. Like, it feels more like real, you know, like more tied in. Mandalorian, I guess Mandalorian, like, I don't know. I watched it. I didn't like vibe with it too much.
It's too late for this crap.
What didn't I vibe with?
Why didn't you like the show?
I wouldn't say I didn't like it. I just, it wasn't like, it didn't pique my interest really. Like, I didn't watch the second season. But then again, I don't. Yeah.
Abram, what's wrong with this? The guy. Why'd you bring him on my show?
I haven't seen Mandalorian season 2 either.
Oh my gosh. Well,
but I'll be honest, I haven't seen anything outside of Mandalorian season 1 on Disney.
Yeah.
I think I saw Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
And
what'd you think about that?
I thought it was okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think all of the Disney shows have like kind of weird issues of retconning characters.
Sure.
Like, I've heard a lot about Loki being a weird show because he's like written kind of stupidly in the show, and he's not like canonically in the lore. Loki's, as the show is supposed to take place, where he's the 2012 Loki after the Avengers, and he gets time warped out or whatever when he grabs that stone.
Yeah.
And that Loki in the Avengers movie is like really violent and like a real villain of a character. Like, he's not a good person, and he hasn't had like this story arc of changing over time throughout the rest of the movies like the original Loki did.
I never really thought he was a beloved character. Sorry, Abram, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you're fine.
I never really thought he was that beloved of a character, to be honest, to make a show out of him. But that might be just me. I mean, I didn't think he was a bad character. I'm glad that, like, he eventually got to the end of the hallway where he was helping the Avengers. Or Thor, or whatever you want to call that little period in time after Ragnarok. But I thought that his ending was good. Like, when Thanos killed him, I thought, I was like, all right, that's a safe play. It's like, he's, this is what's happening to them.
Yeah, and that was like a legitimately good character arc, and they kind of retconned who he was as a person when they made the show. Because it's like the old character, which is when he was still villainous, but now the show makes him out to be like who he was way years later, and it's not the same person.
The way I've seen a little bit of the show, like one or two episodes, the way they kind of like bridge that gap immediately is in the start, they show, I guess, what Loki's future would be in his mother's death. That right. changes him, and like they kind of show like what his future is going to be, and he just kind of like doesn't believe it. And so I guess that kind of like boosts his character arc a little bit more instead of just sending him all the way back.
I think the whole problem with the whole time thing, the whole time jump and the timekeepers or whatever you want to call it, like the whole conception of like time travel and all the stuff that got introduced to the MCU is very shaky, because it's like you don't want to change too much, because once you start throwing those attributes into the story, it's like every avenue is open and it's just never going to stop. Like, eventually I'm sure they want it to stop.
Yeah.
I mean, what, they're going to go to phase 55 and everyone's going to be 90 years old and shooting rockets from airplanes that turn into a parade. I mean,
yeah.
What is happening right now?
That's honestly, like, when I watched, when I saw Multiverse of Madness, like, hated that movie, by the way. I didn't miss much. Yeah, I know. That was one of my, like, I guess not worries, because I don't care that much, but, like, that's one of my thoughts, is, like, Marvel's going to lean so much into the multiverse stuff. Marvel, for me, has been getting really repetitive recently. I think the last one that I liked was Spider-Man, No Way Home.
Great,
I think,
movie. I loved it.
Great movie. Yep.
Well, they are breaking the mold with this new series, but they're breaking the mold in maybe the worst possible way.
You talking about She-Hulk?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Have you seen the trailer for that, Clint?
No, I haven't.
Thank goodness.
Why is
it's
that the bad?
It's yeah. What's it's legitimately about? It's about She-Hulk. But
oh, She-Hulk. I didn't hear you fully. I was like, who's She-Hulk? I was like, is that a new character?
No, yeah. No, it's She-Hulk.
There's a trailer?
Yeah. The
I don't
best
even
way
want
I
to watch it.
Like, one of the ways that I can describe it best is, like, I feel like it's if, like, a cartoon got, like, put into real life. Somehow, like, everything got... I don't know how to explain it, really. It's weird. It just looks weird.
I don't know how to... I've seen clips of the, do you know the, this is a hard, like, line to draw, but do you know, like, the like, Mrs. Medea trailers?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That you see of their movies where it's, like, the gang is back.
And yeah,
they have
yeah.
all the goofy, it's literally that for a Marvel series.
Yeah, he's right.
It's, like, the subtitling is, like, you'll like her when she's angry.
Yeah.
And there's, like, all this garbage, freaking terrible CGI. It's so bad.
Who's playing the character?
I forget the actress's name, but she was the lead actress on a show called Orphan Black that I don't know if anybody's seen before.
Negative.
But I don't remember, like, what's in the show, but I did watch it at some point. I don't know if it's something worth recommending to people at this point, but I do remember her being, like, a very good actress in that, but the source material in this show just looks awful. No, what did I say? Orphan Black? Yeah, Orphan Black.
It's Tatiana Maslany.
I don't know who the flip that is.
Maslany.
She's not been in anything.
She hasn't been in anything. Okay. So.
Except for Orphan Black, which ended in 2017.
You know, with these shows and stuff, I think it's different with movies, because it's like nobody thought Heath Ledger should play the Joker, and he ended up being the best one. So it's like it's hard to, you know, compartmentalize and put those things in their place, but I mean, I never have any expectations for these shows anyway. The only expectations I have are for Kenobi, because that's all I care about.
Yeah.
I'm not too big of a fan of, like, all these shows that get spun off from, like, stuff in movies, because it feels like they kind of build up so much momentum in movies and like make this, yeah, or like just build up so much story and character arcs, and then they take shows that they can take a lot less seriously, not have to worry about as much, not take as like bigger, not risks, but not as like
structured.
Yeah, that's a great word. Not as structured paths. And so they kind of just like, if it fails, who cares? And then that ends up being canon. And it just kind of like, that's what I'm not a big fan of like show. Cause it's so easy. It can so easy. Like Falcon and Winter Soldier, I really not a big fan of that show. I feel like it just kind of took their stories and like threw it.
Yeah. I mean, it's highly fortuitous at this point for Disney, because it's like, this is new for them to have this platform and to have these shows and to really take a shot with the audience. I mean, you either like it or you don't. That's the whole thing. And apparently it's one or the other. So that's interesting that you say that. Tell you what I'm getting hyped for. It's not even in production yet. Lethal Weapon 5 is going to be amazing.
What's Lethal Weapon?
It's the sinking, like, 80-year-old franchise with Mel Gibson.
I just want to see Abrams' face after I said that.
Lethal Weapon 5.
They're doing it, man. It's.
I know. It might as well be Die Hard 5.
No more. Remember, he retired? Can't do it anymore.
Yeah, I know. But I mean,
actually it's... retired for the... Lethal Weapon is one of the most 80s series that you could ever see. It's like, I mean, even though they went into the 90s, it was Mel Gibson and Danny Glover and their cops. And the first one was the best, like, hands down. They did a great job with the first one. Second one was okay. Third one was like, what the heck? Fourth one was, eh.
Fifth one's going to be great.
Fifth one's got to be great. But Joe Pesci's in, like, three of them. And that's the only reason that me and Abram go to the movies in general, is to see if Joe Pesci's going to be in the movie.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
No, but it was really like hokey 80s stuff. And,
sure.
You know, it was cool and it was funny. But it's like, if you didn't appreciate the humor in all those movies, then you probably were never going to watch them all the way through.
Yeah, definitely.
But the one thing I love about that character, about Riggs, is that he lives in like this camper on the beach with his dog and is just so content. And I'm like, I want that so bad. I want one of those camper homes. That's
those
all
small houses
these days, dog. It's like these vans that you can convert into homes, and it just, I want
like a Sprinter van or something.
Yeah, dude. Those
honestly,
things are
yeah.
savage.
Dude, you can do all your food runs in that.
I wouldn't, no, I would, it. You know what? I wouldn't even do that. I would just take it and find a spot on the beach somewhere that I could rent out, like maybe a property or something like that. Just park the van right there and just use my car for DoorDash. But I mean,
yeah,
I could go UPS anywhere. You know, I've been there 7 years. It's like, I got the time in and, you know, I could, that's a guarantee. But yeah, dude, that, cool. I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever have like a spot in mind that you want to end up, like, if, you know, if once you get out of the house and start working and stuff like that, would there be an ideal place for you to plop yourself to live?
Montana.
You gonna get one of those hats too?
No, I don't know if I'd actually go to Montana, but I want to be there right now a lot of times.
Why? What's in Montana?
Nothing.
Beauty.
It's just a lot of countryside.
It's just sand.
Just yeah, landlocked
giant
state.
100-mile wide sand. I can ride my non-existent ATV through.
There's one store with one type of gas.
I don't know. For me, like personally, I think if I were to like, I don't plan on settling down anywhere. But if I did, it'd probably be out of the country. I've been
You're
thinking
not
about
move
that.
Out of your parents' house?
No, I'm staying here for the rest of my life. Actually, yeah, easy rent. You know,
right?
No. I think I'd want it to be out of the country, like settled down. Like I want to go somewhere new, not like too new, like Thailand, but you know, something like reasonable.
You know where I see you? I see you riding the back of a scooter with some nice Italian chick. I feel like that would be you. Yeah, that's cool. And you just ride on the back of the scooter. You're holding on to her like she's your, you know, guardian. Yeah. Just riding down the streets of Italy, your hair's just...
Sam's on a Vespa in Monaco.
Florence,
dude, I'm come. So down.
I'll have spaghetti bolognese.
I think you would like Italy. That's true.
Yeah, dude. I was supposed to go in 2020 before all this crap happened. Oh, really? And I was going to be so happy. Oh, my God.
Where were you supposed to go?
In Florence.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. With my dad's side of the family.
Wow.
But then all this stuff happened and
yeah.
Voila.
For sure. Yeah.
But I would love to go eventually. I mean, I want to. Dude, you know what I heard about Italy is that everybody over there is like super healthy and thin.
Yeah. The best, like, I mean, it's probably just because.
Is that really the case?
It's true. Like, they eat all, like, their pasta's not, you know.
Healthy, I believe.
It's not because, processed 18 times like ours.
Well, I believe their food is a lot healthier. Yeah, I do believe that's what that. I'm
saying. The whole structure of Italy's lifestyle and sort of like a lot of areas like that is very just natural. Like, especially how their lives are built, the structure of their cities, their towns, you know, a lot of walking. A lot more just very active. Old. Yeah, very old school.
It's not based around modern technology.
Well, that's why they call it the old country.
And real food, you know, farmers markets, like people there cook, you know, it's a lot more like authentic. So
that's true that they do value a lot of like doing it yourself and not buying it kind of thing.
Yeah.
Especially with cooking. It's all made like right then and there.
For sure.
But awesome, dude. At the same time, the pandemic in Italy was like the worst of any place in the world.
You imagine if I ended up going there and I got stuck?
Would that be a bad thing? I mean, like,
I would just send for my things at that point. Yeah. Like,
it would be awesome.
We'd never see
stuck.
You again.
But it would be really bad if you got stuck and got sick because their healthcare was terrible.
Is it dog water?
When the pandemic was hitting, they were swamped. They were just kicking people out. They were like, if you don't, in Italy at a certain point, it was if your rate of survival was lower than a certain percentage, they weren't helping you anymore. They didn't have enough beds to help you. So you were just going to go home and either make it or you were going to die because they couldn't help you anymore. Yeah. Like Italy was just like, we can't.
You guys, we're done. We're out.
Yeah.
We don't have time for new friends.
They just couldn't help it. Yeah.
That's insane. I didn't know that. Why does Canada have free healthcare there? Do they just love everybody? Like, I mean, I heard they're wicked friendly up there.
I don't know. Canada's like, I guess the word would be like very like progressive when it comes to like social issues.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what the politics of it are, but I think
they have free healthcare.
Yeah. I think the one thing that can be said about the US is opposed to Canada is
we're not French.
I think if I'm not mistaken, a lot of the taxpayer money goes to like defense spending in US, so everything else costs money too.
Yeah,
because I think the US's defense spending budget is more than like every other country.
Wow.
And it's more than like a lot of countries even combined in Europe and stuff that are smaller countries.
It's like all that jazz that's to do with politics and all that.
Inflation and crap like that. That's where our money's going. I'm pretty sure, what did I just hear? That they're sending another 800 like billion or something? 800 million?
I think you're thinking of the number 80 billion to support Ukraine? Is that?
Yeah, maybe. I thought it was 800.
The last thing, 800? I think it was 80 billion. I don't know. But I think that was...
Look it up.
That's true, actually.
What is this money for?
I think it was bought for, defense spending in Ukraine, like spending in Ukraine.
The U.S. is doing that?
Yeah. Apparently. I think it was blocked, actually, by the Senate. I might be wrong. It was blocked by something in the U.S., like how
Wasn't
that process
it like
is.
10 years ago that the U.S. was like $1 trillion in debt or something like that?
12 trillion from China.
Is it 12?
Yeah.
What's the United States national debt now?
Oh my God, dude. It's probably dog water now. It's useless to try now.
U.S. national debt clock.
You guys look at that. I'll try and find the article.
Isn't that insane that, like, there's so much going on that we can't remember or know about. Like, there's so many things. It's like, how could you put any of this crap on a list?
Oh, yeah, man. Not ever. To mention all the shootings. Yeah, that's funny.
What's up, Doug?
U.S. national debt is at $30,458,106,300,400,450,500,000. It's just climbing.
We're doomed.
Debt per taxpayer, not citizen, is $242,000.
Wow.
And the federal spending is at $6 trillion.
You would have thought that, like, with all these billionaires, they'd be taxed, like, insanely for the amount of money that they have just to, like, go towards that debt.
You'd think, but those are the same people who help get everybody into office, so.
Yeah, oh my gosh, absolutely. You know what I find so interesting about what you just said, Abram, is that, like, the Teamsters, the union that I work for, you know, we've talked about the Irishmen before a lot, is that they, you know, helped the Kennedys get into office, like that whole thing. And, you know, it's like known. I remember I saw an interview on Vlad TV of this one guy that was like high up in the mafia but left the life. And he was talking about Jimmy Hoffa and like how there are still some units of Teamsters controlled by the mob. And it's just like all this stuff that you never expected to hear, but it's like there really are still those people out there after all these years, like since the 60s.
Well, what's funny about that, too, is that it used to be the mafia being in control of a lot of stuff, and now the mafia isn't usually what's in control of stuff. It's the people who are able to do stuff within the confines of the law, and they're still just sucking money away.
Yeah,
you mean like people in power?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, politicians either get rich or they have people who are already rich help them get rich, and then they stay rich, and then those rich people stay in office and they keep, like, I don't even feel like that's really a political thing. It's just, that's how it is.
It's like an endless supply of milk from a teat on a cow.
Endless food. Life hack.
It's a good metaphor.
Right or wrong. I mean, come on.
What was the interview with Bill Gates where he was asked like how much a gallon of milk?
I think it was Ellen on Ellen.
It was like
$120.
Look at this comedic bit about how out of touch with reality Bill Gates is. How much is a pound of butter? And he's like, $10, I guess. What?
Does not really surprise me, because obviously he's probably had someone else doing the grocery shopping, and he probably hasn't been grocery shopping for like a couple decades now. Right. So inflation, you know, like he probably just assumes.
Did you ever see that one like in the 80s of him jumping over a chair in front of an interview?
No.
It's one of the greatest videos of all time.
The greatest videos ever.
What is it?
This lady's doing an interview with him when it's like really early on in Microsoft's days.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those like last questions that an interviewer throws out kind of lighthearted. And she's like, is it true that you can jump over it?
When you've got nothing left, you're just like, hey, I heard through the grapevine you got some.
He's like, well, I think I can do it if I just, let me see here.
What an athlete, man, honestly.
It was the funniest thing. Like, I think Preston showed that to me probably 5 years ago or something like that. And it's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Nerdy tall stalk of broccoli jumping over a chair.
Bro. He's insane, that guy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, probably.
Can you imagine having that much brain power?
No.
Well, after an amount of time, it probably got on autopilot for a bit because he just made so much money, he didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
Obviously, you had to keep making good decisions for a while, but once you reach a certain point, do you really need to keep making good decisions to save your money?
You're no longer in the machine.
Do you guys think, like, once you reach billionaire status, like, do you think that you're even, like, still have a part of, I mean, obviously you're still human, but, like, I can imagine so much of, like, how you think is completely changed. Such as, like, you're trusting people. You know, and
that's one other thing.
You just don't function as a human being anymore.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. You don't trust people the same way anymore, I'm sure. But at the same time, too, all of the stuff that like 99% of people have to worry about on a day-to-day basis becomes non-existent. Like your health for the most part becomes not an issue.
Yeah.
Because unless it's something actually life threatening that's terminal, you can fix it or
solve doctors it on call literally 24 hours.
Doctors. Transportation and travel is non-existent of an issue. Money in general doesn't cost you anything. You can get any food you want. Like everything everybody has to worry about on a day-to-day basis becomes not an issue. So then it's like, what are you supposed to do with the rest of your life?
Yeah, how do you relate to anyone else?
It's kind of depressing.
Honestly. It is. You're not.
Well, that's why everybody talks about in the interviews where they're like, money doesn't buy happiness. And everybody's like, yeah, but it makes it a lot easier. It's like, maybe if you know what you want to do.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. But if you get it and then you're like, where do I go now? What do I do now? You know,
if you have the opportunity to do everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now you've done it all.
That's sort of like the whole thing, you know, like if you're an artist, you know, let's say like hypothetically, Jeff Bezos was a, you know, artist, musician, he loved music. Let's say that he really wanted to just perform and make music. He has everything at his disposal. He can, because he has a name for himself, you know, he can probably sell a lot more tickets. You know, he already has all of this platform of just everybody knowing him for people to listen to. Like you have no grind, you know, you have no, you don't build appreciation. Well, you don't have anybody, I don't know, like you can do that for your passion, but like at the end of the day, like what's it doing for you? Like, you know, are you happy?
Did you guys ever watch Off Camera with Sam Jones?
No, I don't know who Sam Jones is.
So Sam Jones is an interviewer slash like actor and musician or whatever. And he has this show called Off Camera. It's like in all black and white, and he interviews musicians and actors and stuff like that. And he had Jeff Daniels on. And Jeff Daniels is arguably one of the most skilled dialogue actors of all time. The guy, he got on everything, you know, Godless and Bloodwork with Clint Eastwood and Newsroom, where he had that huge speech about America's not the greatest country in the world anymore. It's the guy is just brilliant, but he has his own theater in Michigan, I believe. And he plays music and goes on tour and puts on shows with his kids and just goes around the country doing like a little tour. He plays music with his sons. And I thought in an interview, he's like, I always had one foot in Michigan because I wasn't buying what Hollywood was selling. So it's interesting to see that this guy who has probably made insane amounts of money with his acting is still like, I want to still be human. I want to still go to like baseball games and, you know, not have security guards around me. He really, you know, kept one foot out of the Hollywood aspect. It's like, and I can't imagine how hard that must be.
The two people that always stick out to me in that aspect are Dave Chappelle and Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Because they both don't live in like big major cities.
Yeah. Nope. Dave Chappelle lives in Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah, he lives in Ohio. Just where he's from. He just lives there.
Yep.
And then I don't even know where Jim Carrey lives, but he's so far away from everyone else. Doesn't have any interest in even being a part of it anymore.
No, I mean, the comedian I had on the podcast last night, Steve Simone, he lived in L.A. for 20 years and went to the Comedy Store he's been a Comedy Store regular for like 20 years. And he was like, I'm so glad I don't live there anymore. He's like, I don't want to be in L.A. And he lives in Florida. He lives just like right near Clearwater, Florida. He loves it.
I
want that kind of solitude myself and that kind of like structure where, you know, there's not a lot of people, but the people who are there are cool and funny. Because it's like, even in Keene, there's too many people here now. Like,
the college town, you mean?
Oh my god, dude, it's getting worse. It's getting so much worse. It's like, nobody knows how to drive. Everyone's giving each other the finger and screaming at each other because they're from another state or you're old. It's like it never ends here. Never ends.
I didn't know Keene was a college town.
Yeah. Keene State College. Home of the, let's see. What's famous here? Oh, yeah. What's that movie? Jumanji. Jumanji was filmed here with Robin Williams.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
I got a lot of hidden facts in this brain, Sam. So
yeah.
If you ever need any information that's useless, just call.
It's funny because Bennington and North Bennington are technically college towns also, but
yeah,
you don't think of them as that because all of it's kind of confined to one campus.
It is so weird. Like talking locally here for a sec, like, dude, Bennington is like so odd in the fact that it's so like polarizing in all the people that live here. And like, it feels very liberal and it feels very like right-winged at the same time. And it feels like that, you know,
it is
college students, like a lot of different minorities. And yet at the same time, there's like all white people that live here, like mm-hmm. residents. It's like, it's weird.
Within Bennington County, you have like the poorest people in all of the state
yeah.
and the richest people in all of the state.
Yeah.
And the most like far ends of the political spectrum live yeah. like, right next to each other.
Literally. Yeah. Old Bennington. And then you go just like a block down.
Yeah. It's really crazy.
The heck was that place you took me to where it's going towards the highway? It's got hot dogs. It looks like a baseball stand or whatever. Like, what the heck was it? It's very retro, very 80s. Like, you get it from the counter and you sit down.
Oh, is it like...
you can get ice cream there.
I think I know what he's talking about. Is it the place across from Walmart? That dairy stand thing?
It might be. I don't know.
Oh, is it right in front of the bowling alley, Sam?
I can't remember, Abram.
Hot dogs?
Yeah. They got like... concession stand food.
It's like you stand outside to order it. It's probably that place in front of the bowling alley. The
place was all right, dude. I went there a few times and not bad.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
A lot of places to eat in Bennington.
Yeah.
Abram's looking at me like I'm a chemistry set.
Like, just thinking.
What are you talking about?
Kind of dissect what you just said.
It's a lie. There's nothing. I mean, I.
There's honestly, more now. There's like two more restaurants there
what do you
now.
Mean now? Like, yeah, two more.
What's there?
There's a distillery now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And there's a new brewery like right in the main area, and there's a new breakfast place right down the road from that place.
I want to try that. Next time we hang out, I will be driving there. We're going to try it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. My show got canceled in Florida next week because of the weather.
So this week, oh.
Friday it was supposed to be.
So what, you were heading down like a couple days before or something?
I was supposed to head down tonight. I was supposed to be going. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, is it? It's got to be pretty bad weather then, right?
They're saying thunderstorms, and I'm like, oh my god, it rains in Florida every day.
Yeah, really.
It's like, can we get it together, please? But
it's gonna be a real bummer if it ends up being like a shower in the morning, and you can't.
I know.
Yeah, I know. For sure.
Well, they're already canceled, so it's like,
This seems very like weird. Especially Florida, right?
Yeah, especially if you live there, it's like, you know, it's unpredictable. Yeah, definitely. But you know what? Not my pig, not my farm. Whatever.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do? I was so looking forward to it, bro. I haven't been on stage in front of that many people in like 3.5 years.
I can imagine. How many people?
There was already over 200 tickets sold.
Dang, that's sick.
Such a bummer. Oh. But I mean, like, at least now I know that I'm ready to get back up on stage because I wasn't nervous. You know, I haven't gotten nervous before I got on stage in a long time, and I thought I was going to be with this show, but I was like, man, I'm ready to do this. I'm ready to get back up on stage. It's going to be great. And especially when you know that you don't have to play that much, because I was only going to play like 4 or 5 songs. That's all they wanted. But I mean, I was possibly going to be getting paid. I mean, the whole thing is just a tragedy.
Sam, I'm curious. You talk about Florida a lot. I'm curious. Why don't you just move down to Florida? I said, why don't you just move down to Florida?
No, I thought you were going to say something else. I had plans to go. This was early on, but then my dad made a comment to me years ago that was like, you probably should stay and spend some time with your grandparents. And I was like, okay, that makes sense. Because both my grandparents were here, like both sets or whatever. But, you know, now that they're all dead, it's like, I've been thinking about going down more often. But, I mean, It's in the works. Like, I have plans to go somewhere. And that van thing is really going to happen, by the way. That's like
nice.
My dream. So if cool. I can do that, I would love to do something like that. Because my rent just went up today. I got a letter in the mail. Oof. I'm like, you got to be joking. But, you know, and Florida is so cheap, too. Like, I remember a buddy of ours was renting a studio for like 600 something bucks. And, you know, I don't have much. I don't need that much. It's like, and 600 bucks, it's a lot less than what I'm paying right now. So, I mean, I would like to go there at least for a year and try it.
Yeah.
Because I think the problem with Florida is just what people say. It's a vacation spot. It's not a place to live. And there's some truth to that, and there's some non-truth to that. But I have always enjoyed going down there and visiting my friends, and especially now that I have more down there, mm-hmm. there's more of a reason to go. But
yeah.
But I also would like to visit some other friends that are moving away soon too. Like James just moved away and he's going to Charlestown, yeah. So probably go visit him.
He's going to Charleston?
Yeah.
South Carolina?
North. Is it South?
I don't know. I thought Charleston.
I feel like
was
it's
south.
I feel like you're right. Yeah. Yeah. Why, Abram? Why are you freaking out over there?
Yeah, it's South Carolina.
Because I have family in Charleston. Oh, or in Greer, but it's literally like 30 minutes away.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I know a bunch of people in that area.
My mom and my stepdad honeymooned there when they got married. They said it's a beautiful town.
It's very pretty. Yeah. Place is very nice.
What do they do there? They just eat and wave flowers at each other?
Yeah, no, you nailed
fly
it.
Fishing rods.
They throw chickens at each other's heads. They grow worms. And
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's what Sam does in the spare time when he's not flashing his own lights in his room.
Dude,
over there. What's going on?
It's just PC, I think.
Oh.
No, it's not.
What's going on at your bed then? There's something flashing.
Yeah, I saw that in the camera.
Oh, now you're getting scared?
Is it lightning?
Dude, I'm freaking out right now, dude. No, it's not lightning.
It's Tekashi 6ix9ine's ghost.
He died?
Bro, there's another person that like doesn't deserve to be famous.
Yeah, one out of thousands.
You know what's so funny too? He's been doing like interviews every once in a while.
Yeah.
And there is not a single interviewer who will let go of the fact that he snitched.
Yeah.
Literally every single interview he's doing is a clip of him like screaming at the top of his lungs about justifying why he snitched on everybody.
Oh, yeah, that's
and then
funny.
Just a group of people staring
no,
at him.
No, dog, I told you. I wasn't there.
It's so funny to watch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it cracks me up.
You know what's funny about people like who say they're from this place or from that place? It's like, you know, West 83rd Street, blah, 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 gang. It's like, yeah, dog, you have 87 tattoos on your face. Like, why would we know what gang you're from? Why? How is that possible? Oh, my God. These people are strange. I mean, like, this is kind of gross, but did you hear about that Bad Baby chick? She got like 80 million from her. Or what the frick number was it? I think it was like 50 million for her.
Oh, I know what
thing.
You're talking about.
Remember the Catch Me Outside girl?
Yeah, I remember.
This is another person. It's like you go on a show, you act like a dummy, and now you're a billionaire. It's like there's no way.
She also tried to sue Dr. Phil.
I mean, making some. From the start from that, she's made some pretty good business moves.
She made insane money.
Yeah, exactly. It's nuts. It's nuts. I mean, and you know, I'm not hating on him because it's like if that happened to me and I was that dumb and I made money from nowhere, I'd probably be stoked too.
Yeah, it's so easy to make money in that way.
Yeah, just gotta act dumb.
Just a bunch of people who made a career out of it.
Yeah,
it's funny that we're talking about it and that all the people who, like, say what you will about their character because maybe they're not that good of a person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know any of them personally, but all of the people who seem to have somewhat of like integrity as a person, like we were talking about, like Dave Chappelle or Jim Carrey, they all they all like stay away from LA and like trying to be more famous than they already are.
Right.
And all the people who are at like a lower level of fame that you hear about more on like a daily basis are everybody who's like working their butt off trying to be as famous as possible in the moment. Yeah. And then they stop being famous after a few minutes, basically, because they just don't have any, like, it's like they understand what to capture in the moment so that they can stay famous in this snapshot of time, but they don't have any legitimate skill or talent that extends past that period of time.
Yeah.
So that they can't like continue to have success after a while, and it just falls apart.
That's just the life of fads on internet. Like, it's been like that. I've noticed that for like a decade now with like memes, especially like internet fads, and they're not even a person on the internet. They're just a funny little speck of time that lasts for a couple of weeks and then fades away.
Yeah.
Literally a couple of weeks. It's never like, I mean, I don't ever see clips of the Will Smith getting slapped thing anymore.
Yeah.
Like that's already gone. Like it's once in a while, but most of the feed is just other stuff.
Yeah. No, it just gets replaced. So
it's just people waiting for something crazier to happen at this point. Most of the news stories are like, here's the most insane thing that's happened in our general vicinity. And then the next, they like report on that until the next thing happens.
Sure.
And if you're fortunate enough, there's a lull in something really absurd happening. And then they're going to, something else is going to happen that's insane again. And sometimes it's really bad.
All like, right. What movies are you guys anticipating for?
The only thing I'm kind of, I know I am a hypocrite because I was speaking against Marvel, but the only movie that's like piqued my interest is probably Thor: Love and Thunder.
That's gonna be a good one. I can't wait for the new Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, that'd be cool too.
Oh, by the way, speaking of that, you know Dave Bautista's done playing Drax.
Is he really?
I did not.
Yeah, he's retiring. This is it. This is last. The Guardian, the number three, is his last installment.
He's dead.
Yep. That's what I thought too. Yep, he got killed off.
That's right. Very interesting.
We need less huge people in this world. We need more skinny people and like, you know, people who try to make everybody feel bad.
He's huge in that like man way, you know, like all muscle.
Yeah, that dude's massive.
I think he was a wrestler.
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was funny in that movie with the Indian guy. What the heck was that one? I can't remember, like Cab Driver or something like that. I don't even remember.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, Avatar. I forgot. Avatar kind of is, I mean, I've been waiting for that.
It's number two, right? This is going to be number two.
Yeah,
first one come out?
2009.
Yeah,
holy AIDS.
Yeah, I've been waiting for that movie for a while.
It was in my first band in 2009.
Yeah. They've been rendering the CGI for a decade.
I think what they did was they made multiple movies in this time, and they'll release it over time.
Oh, really?
Is James Cameron still the director of that stuff?
Yeah, I think so.
I think he did direct the second one, yeah.
For some reason, I thought he died, and I'm like, no, I don't think that's true. I gotta fact check that.
Yeah. I think he is.
I'm not really that excited about anything coming out.
Not even Indiana Jones 5, bro?
Oh, bro, dude, I'm so hyped about that, man.
I would be more excited about an Indiana Jones Lego game than a
movie. Yeah, honestly, great Lego game. They probably, like, Harrison Ford seems like he's honestly just done with life and ready to die. Like,
I don't think
everything,
he's done with life. I think he's just done with acting.
Here's the thing. Harrison Ford has been involved in three gigantic franchises.
Huge.
Yeah.
He's been involved in Star Wars.
Indiana Jones.
He's been involved in Indiana Jones, and he's been involved in Blade Runner.
Oh my god, I forgot about Blade Runner.
And Blade Runner is the only one he ever expressed interest in doing more of.
Wow.
Indiana Jones was like, he did the one, he did the second one with Steven Spielberg, and then after a while it was like, and then especially with Star Wars, after a while he was like, done.
But I will say, is that for the third Indiana Jones movie, there was a reason for him to come back. It's like Sean Connery was going to play his father. And if you don't want to work with Sean Connery, you probably should rethink your life.
Yeah. But then when it came to Blade Runner,
Junior,
it was like he made like a cult classic movie in the 80s. And then he didn't accept any work or ideas on Blade Runner. Nobody touched the anything with it. And then finally in like 2015 or something.
Yeah, yeah, it was a few years ago.
They were like, yeah, okay, let's start working on it. And it was good enough of a script for him to agree. And then it came out in 2017 or something.
Yeah, man. And he, like, you could see in interviews that he likes that project. Like he's more hyped about it.
Well, at least in comparison to, like, episode 7. If you watch Harrison Ford interviewed for episode 7.
He wanted him to die in the 70s.
And I forget Mark, his last name.
Hamill.
Mark Hamill's interviews, all of them, for episode 8. It's like... they hated it so much, especially Mark Hamill. Like, thought that was character assassination.
They should have let him take the wheel on that one. I mean, we can't get into episode 8. We'll be here forever.
Yeah, honestly. I was flabbergasted to see Harrison Ford in the 9th one.
Yeah, same.
When Kylo Ren turned around, I was like, dude. You know, he's broke or something.
Yeah, exactly. Something. I always wonder, like, how much are those little cameos with, like, 4 or 5 lines, how much do they get paid for that? Like, Samuel L. Jackson in Endgame, you remember at the end of Endgame, he was just standing there? I wonder how much those guys get paid just for those few seconds of time.
Did you ever hear about the one with Hugh Jackman in X-Men?
No, I remember it from Apocalypse.
No, it was in First Class.
First Class. Sorry, I was saying it was.
Oh, when he's at the bar.
Yeah, and X-Men
First Class.
He tells
them to go fudge themselves.
Yeah, he just says F off. That's all he says in the movie.
That's it.
He got paid, I think, like $5 million or something to just be just cameo, say the line, and go. That was it.
Are you serious?
I'm not joking. I don't remember how much it was. It was over $1 million to get to just say that.
Just an awesome side note, dude. The Wolverine, where it takes place in Japan.
Yeah, Japan.
Fantastic movie.
It's a really good movie.
Oh, fantastic movie.
Oh, yeah. With Mariko.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's that's such an underrated movie too, because he's honestly so good in that one.
Yeah.
Everyone talks about Logan, and I'm like, yeah, it was okay, but it's the end or whatever. And it was a good movie, and Hugh Jackman's a good actor, but The Wolverine is great. And you know what? I don't know why people hate the origin story, like X-Men Origins. Why do they hate that movie so much? Why is it so hated?
I will tell you, Sam, I watched that movie a couple
Deadpool.
Months ago.
Because of Deadpool?
No, it's not just that. I watched that movie a couple months ago. And I was thinking, like, I remember liking that movie. I was like, this was a good movie. Why do people hate it?
Yeah.
I watched it again and I was like, I kind of understand.
But like, what's the difference then between the first and the time that you watched it then?
I was probably a kid. Like, I watch it back now and I'm kind of like, this is kind of written kind of badly and it's shot pretty badly. It's just not like, cool concept. Like, I definitely like, there are some memorable parts of that movie for sure, but it's just like the story was kind of, that was me personally, but I can see why people wouldn't like it.
I just love that scene in the movie where the old guy gives him the leather jacket and he was like, this was my son's jacket, and he puts it on and he just looks so freaking cool on that bike. And then he rides the bike out and all these explosions. I was like, oh, man, this is cool.
Yeah.
But, I mean, again, you know, you can only play a character for so long. Who's, like, the longest running character play of a character? Like, is it – I think Jackman's in the running for that probably. Yeah. Like, it's him and Rocky. Like,
I heard.
I don't know.
I was thinking, like, when we were talking about this stuff, I'm surprised the one movie franchise that hasn't been touched with, like, anything, you know, like, no news about sequels or anything like that, is Back to the Future. Like, I'm very surprised, like, people... I always thought Back to the Future was, like, really great. Like,
I'd be happy if they never made another Back to the Future movie.
No, I'd be happy too.
They would future it.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm surprised they haven't continued. Like, you think of Indiana Jones. Like, I feel like...
Oh, Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious, yes.
Those people have played their characters for longer than just...
Isn't there a new one coming out? Like, how do these people not recognize...
There's two parts. There's two parts, dog. It's a movie. It's Fast and Furious 10. Part 1 and 2, like they were going to do with Infinity War, but then squash that because it was going to be a terrible idea. Yeah, Fast and Furious decided to go forward with that idea. Let's just do it. Why not? Who cares? We're getting $8 billion a picture. We're jumping off rocket ships and diving down to back to the Earth.
Vin Diesel has to drive.
Maintaining oxygen. It's like
muscle car into the moon to save the world or something.
God, next thing you know, there's going to be aliens and Jesus is going to come down and say hi. It's like, God.
What do you think Paul Walker would think if he was like alive?
You know what? I got to tell you, I really
like stop milking this. Yeah,
stop
please.
It. Like, just end it. Like, 7. I feel like he probably would have ended it at 7. But, oh, yeah. I mean, again.
Didn't the story end in Fast and Furious 5?
We're gonna do one last job
in Fast Five. Yeah, I thought everything ended in Fast Five and everybody was happy, and then
that was the idea. But
this made too much money.
Oh God! Well, Fast and Furious 7 was like the highest grossing movie that year.
They should have ended it at 7. They should have, honestly.
Yeah. Well, without Paul Walker, I think that series dies.
They made Fast and Furious 8. Then they made Hobbs and Shaw. Then
Hobbs and Shaw sucked. It was so bad. It was so bad.
Furious 7 is the 10th highest grossing movie of all time.
Yeah. I've never seen a lot of the Fast and Furious movies, but I will say, just given the context of Paul Walker's death, that that scene with him and Vin Diesel always kind of...
There was not... Dude, I saw that movie 3 times in the theater. Every time there was not a dry eye.
Yeah, that's so depressing.
It was so
man.
Sad. And, you know, as a person who's watched that from the beginning, you know, the 20 years that it's been going on, it's kind of insane that, and I mean, I give him props for wanting to continue the legacy and pay homage to Paul Walker, but it's at the same time, you got to know when to quit.
Yeah. It's that's what I was getting at, with Marvel. It's just
Abrams' face right now.
I'm sorry. I've been trying to listen to what you guys are saying, but I am looking at the highest grossing films list, and it is so awful.
Read them off.
Okay, well, Avatar's one.
Spider-Man No Way Home, I think, is another one.
It's up there, but Avengers Endgame is second.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Wow.
Titanic is third, so James Cameron has two.
Suck it.
James Cameron has two. The Force Awakens is fourth.
Yeah.
The Force Awakens is fourth?
Oh, yeah, dude, that was huge.
It gets a lot worse. Infinity War is 5. No Way Home is 6th.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Jurassic World is 7th.
That makes sense, honestly.
The Lion King.
Nope.
2019 is 8th. The Avengers 1 is 9th.
Okay.
Furious 7 is 10th. Frozen 2, not Frozen 1, is 11th. Age of Ultron is 12th. Black Panther's 13th. Deathly Hallows Part 2 is 14th. The Last Jedi is
15th. That shouldn't even be on the list.
Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom is 16th. Frozen, Beauty and the Beast, Incredibles 2, Fate of the Furious, Iron Man 3. Here's what I'm trying to say. Avengers, Star Wars,
yeah.
Avengers, Spider-Man.
Jurassic Park.
Well, I don't know what Jurassic is owned by, but The Lion King, Spider-Man, Avengers, Frozen, Black Panther,
Disney.
I think Harry Potter.
Disney.
They're all owned by Disney.
I don't think Harry Potter, actually.
I think Harry Potter is owned by Disney. All
right.
Or
dude,
Warner Bros.
That's what. That's
maybe
what
they the paid him off.
That's the kind of crap that I'm talking about, man. Like, there's. I know I'm gonna sound like such a an indie movie shill, but nothing's original. And then I'm gonna sound like a hypocrite with my last statement. But that's why. Oh, the Batman was just it felt so good. It was so new and it was so fresh in terms of cinematography, storytelling. Just I just thought it was.
I gotta say, fantastic. I had my doubts, but it was.
It's really good.
It was phenomenal. It was phenomenal. He did a great job. He really, really did.
It was so just art.
I was very surprised. You know, it's like you don't think. I mean, I get that, like the gothy sort of aspect of the character where he probably played that in Twilight, but you know, it's like at the same time, this is a big project. This is a big character to take on.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, and he nailed it. I mean, like everybody's expectations were like
he nailed it. He was great.
Oh, I love that movie so much.
And that's probably the only movie I'll appreciate him for. So.
He's been in a lot of stuff.
There's a movie called The Devil, I think, of All Time.
The Devil All the Time.
Yeah, that I've heard he was. He's been in a lot of
played really apparently movies. Like a very creepy person in that. He played the main character in Good Time.
Yeah, he's a great actor, dude. He grew out of that Twilight show. So great, phenomenal.
Did the Lighthouse?
Christian Stewart also did. It might have came out already, but the movie with Princess Diana that she played.
Oh yeah, Spencer or whatever it's called.
The only person that hasn't was Taylor Lautner. Is that his name? You don't see much about him anymore.
Yeah, after Grown Ups too, he kind of fell off.
Oh, was it after Grown Ups too he fell off? After.
Do one movie with Adam Sandler and tank.
Are you an Adam Sandler fan?
I love Adam Sandler. I love him. I'll watch all his stuff. I haven't watched. Okay, let me ask you guys this. Do you have to get, like, mentally, this might sound actually crazy. Do you have to get mentally prepared for a show or to watch a movie at all?
For Adam Sandler movies, yes.
To commit to the time, yes. I do.
Yes, so that's what I'm saying.
It's I do. Yeah.
So with Letterkenny, okay, that show I was telling you about, Abram, that I want you to watch? Yes. Okay. So I was shown Letterkenny a while ago, and I was like, oh, this is funny. And then it kept coming up, and I was like, this is really funny. I need to see where this goes. But it has like 10, 11 seasons already. And I think it's just because like the amount of episodes are like 6 to 7 now. And but it's been going on for 9, 10 years. It's like my top 5 favorite show of all time now. I love that show so much. But I was just like, I didn't want to commit to watching something else and beginning a new story. It's like the timing that's involved in it. It gave me anxiety.
Both of you are going to hate on what I'm about to say, but one of the biggest reasons why I legitimately barely watch anything now, like anything, movies or shows. But when I do take the time to watch something, it's usually an anime. And one of the biggest reasons why is because every single episode of an anime is 25 minutes. And that's it. It doesn't take any longer. So if I don't have the time to watch something like a movie, I don't need to. It takes 25 minutes and I can watch something interesting and then that's it. And I'm done.
What's that got to do with mentally preparing yourself for a show there, Rodney?
I don't need to mentally prepare myself. It takes so little time.
My only form of entertainment these days is just YouTube.
It's even less of a commitment.
The future.
Yeah.
People want quick, easy, and like over with.
Well, not only that, I just think YouTube's cool for like the personal like draw it has, like aspects. Like
the creator, legitimately control a better
for that person.
There is people like who make better, more interesting content on YouTube that you don't have to pay for at all.
Oh yeah.
By comparison.
Oh yeah.
I agree. All right. Well, wanna wrap this up? What do you think?
You can do whatever you want to.
Well, I know, but I just if there's anything that anybody wanted to say, I didn't want to cut them off.
What's the time? What time we got?
Check out my my new album, my new social media.
Roll out the red carpet.
What are you talking
about? This camera.
You got a new album coming out?
Let the people know what you got going on in your life.
What?
Yeah, dude. I have an album coming out. It's called I Quit.
All right. All right, guys, if you want to find me, check me out at mosaicmobiledetailing.com.
Wow. Abram, are you coming out with any new music at all or no?
Heck no.
Okay. I don't know where this meanness comes from. It was an honest question.
Wasn't mean. I'm just retired.
I think Abram and I are actually planning on...
No, I'm just...
We're not doing anything, so there.
I can't say like anything's going to come out of it for sure, but we're planning on... He's coming over here.
Try and make something.
We're going to record stuff on piano, like, this Friday.
Nice.
So. Oh, yeah. I can't.
All right, reschedule.
I can't, Friday. I've got an eye appointment.
Eye appointment? Why don't you get both of them checked?
Because I wanted to cosplay as Mike Wazowski for a day.
Mike Wazowski. Dude, I remember when I first started, like, wearing glasses... Somebody sent me a picture of Roz with those glasses on. And I was like, oh my God, I hate you so much.
That's so awful.
I know. Oh, man. All right. Well, we're going to wrap it up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This has been a Why Are You Laughing podcast. Thank you to my beautiful and gentlemanly guests for coming on the show. Sammy, Abram, love you. Thank you guys. And we are clear. Be good.